Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show. It is, let's see, 14th day of August, 2020. Yes. Now, I'm going to tell you what. If you just saw that Warren Buffett is buying into Barrick Gold and getting out of banks in the United States, what does that tell you? But, oh, I'll tell you what. I would rather read to you what Lord Jesus has to say in the red letters. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, Luke 21. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places and famines. That means multiple famines, okay? And pestilences. That means multiple bugs or multiple germs or bacteria. Or viruses, or parasites, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you, and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues, and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. His name is Jesus, by the way. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Oh, now, we've talked about this before. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience, possess ye your souls. Don't give them over. Don't give them up. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Protect your family, your home, your property, all of it. But stand for Lord Jesus. And don't deny him. Because, you see, he's going to be the key. And there shall be signs, I'm skipping down to verse 25 in Luke 21 now. There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity the sea and the waves roaring and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. You see, it's a war, you understand? And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I love to read what Lord Jesus had to say and what to tell us. And when you're looking for all that, what's the hot dope? When's it going to happen? What's the date? What's the this, that, the other? And, oh, if this happens, what's going to happen here? And all these things. We can look at all of the items of the season, you see. But Lord Jesus has given us the best information and the most succinct information, I think, of what's getting ready to happen and is already happening. So it's not in the distant future. Like Brother Quayle says all the time, now he says, this ain't something in the future. This is going on now and this has been going on. People say, well, Hawk, when's the war in Red China going to start? I said, well, it started a number of years ago. Well, what do you mean? Well, let's see. There was like three chemical plants in the Houston metropolitan area last year. We had the floods in the Mississippi that killed millions of chickens, cattle, you know, calves, hogs, all of that, destroyed crops. Oh, well, we had that a year or two ago again, and we had a derecho. Just had this derecho. That just weather systems all come out of South Dakota in a straight line now, you see. Now, you know, I'm sure that old Karma Chameleon, Kamala Chameleon, and old Joe the Bide Thee Well, Satan, is going to tell you that, well, you know, since Trump went to South Dakota, all right, and since he went there, then all the bad weather comes out of there, see? I'm being facetious, of course. But the weather don't come out of South Dakota. It comes in larger patterns, and there's jet streams and all this stuff. So the only way that the derecho comes out of there is if you look at the West Coast. And if you haven't looked at the MIMIC, the M-I-M-I-C, the tropical moisture stuff, that is the maps that are interactive maps that go over a 24-hour period or a longer period. You can speed them up, slow them down. The domains, like North America, East Pacific, Mid-Pacific, West Pacific, North Atlantic, South America, mid-level South America, etc. Indian Ocean, Australia, New Zealand, those areas, those are all different domains. If you look at those, Europe, you can see that. Look at all of that, and you want to see on the West Coast the amount of scalar energy bolts, like energy bolts, not lightning bolts, but like the way it's displayed, like pink, whoosh, 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 like bursts of energy going back and forth from out in the Pacific toward the U.S., from inside the U.S. out into the Pacific. That is scalar warfare. They're trading shots. Now, the thing is also, I want to alert you to, and I'm just giving you some stuff I've been thinking about. The Lord is saying to say, Hawk, tell them little things. Tell them stuff that they'll not forget. That's not necessarily the loose fruit of the day, current common news. We've got to get the hot, latest, and greatest. The things, certain things like, hey, not everybody in the United States, we're not like Cardinals versus Cubs or Yankees versus Boston or blah, 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 blah. It's not everybody on a team. The United States is not, quote, unquote, one team. There are Luciferians at many of the top positions in the intelligence world, the military, government, in the big banking, in the top of religious groups, corporations. And don't forget, like in the military, people say, well, Hawk, heard this morning, got a haircut. Well, Hawk, you know, what's the regular military going to stand for any of this? I said, no, not really. I understand all of that. But the Obama era, they not only got rid of admirals, generals, that kind of stuff that didn't toe the mark, that weren't of the pink jockstrap crowd or the pink panties and bra crowd, you know. They weren't the LGBTQ54739 communists, New World Order Lucy's. If they were, then he promoted them. If they weren't, then he railroaded them out, got rid of them. But that just didn't stop at the top. It went on down into the ranks, into lower admirals and generals, and into captains of ships and commanders and colonels and captains and majors, etc. And then it went on down, you know, to captain level, which is, you know, like a level where you've got even down to that level. And he promoted people who, by the lens of, are you in favor of don't ask, don't tell, or just open gay sexuality in the military? Those were some of the things. Are you willing to fire upon U.S. citizens in the course of gun confiscation? The old question 41 out of the questions that were assembled by supposedly a Navy Lieutenant J.G. or Captain who was doing his research for a master's degree or Ph.D. they started giving them in 29 palms years ago. One of the questions was, would you be willing to serve under a United Nations commander? Well, that kind of came up, and we had some stuff about that. If you recall, a certain good guy who was a young man who was a medic, and he did not want to serve under a UN command. So he refused, and the rest is history on that. But then the other question was, and I believe it was really the first question, question 41, if after Congress and the president have decided that all guns must be, well, what's Kamala Chameleon's statement? Mandatory buyback. That all guns are turned in, must be turned in to the government by a certain period of time, like a 30-day period or whatever. If after that 30-day period and a warning period of 15 days, would you be willing to fire upon U.S. citizens in the course of gun confiscation? Well, back prior to the Atlanta Olympics, I was down there on business, and I was staying around and talking to a Marine Corps gunnery sergeant. Well, he was a black guy, really had a lot of hash marks, a good guy. And let's just say we were, let's see where we're at, Hilton. We were at the Hilton Bar or whatever. And then at the same time, that was when David Rockefeller had a group down there under another name having meetings, and his head of security. I met him another night there at that period of time. And talking to the Marine Corps gunnery sergeant, whose white officer was very nervous about the questions I asked him, and then he had to leave, and then I asked Gunny about it. I said, Gunny, what's wrong with you? He said, that guy scared to death out of you. He doesn't like citizens who ask straight questions. And I said, well, Gunny, let's talk about all this. So he said, I'm not here to learn new recipes for, you know, they were there under the guise of chow lines, of KP, of, you know, making new recipes for the Marines, okay? New ways to do cheeseburgers. No, he says, that's not what we're doing. We got all these cameras. We've placed them all in for the Olympics, and they're placed everywhere in Atlanta and all the outskirts areas and all of that. And that was before all that was being done in the U.S. That was one of the test cases that we're watching everything, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. And so I asked him about the questionnaires, whether he'd ever, yeah, I've been given that. I said, and then the people answered. I said, what is the percentage of enlisted people that would go along with the confiscation of weapons like that? He said, not very many. 72%, actually, he gave me the number, said they would not go ahead with it. So that left what? 28% would, okay? That was back in, what, 96? Now, he said the officers, on the other hand, are 60% say they will go along and fire upon U.S. citizens with gun confiscation. In other words, President Kamala Chameleon, oh, yeah, Joe's liable to slip on a banana peel in 2 days after he gets inaugurated. But, and I pray he don't, and I pray he doesn't get elected. But the fact is that mandatory buyback, that confiscation has been an attempt at Hillary Clinton was going to do that, all right? All in line. Obama would try to do it, but he ended up blowing it, and then he became the best cheerleader for guns in America. Until now. Now there is even more being sold, and record numbers being sold every month, every week, every day, and ammunition is in such short supply, you can't hardly get anything. So consequently, I asked back then, it was 60% of the officers said they would fire, 40 would not. 28% of enlisted would. But now I'm telling you something. After Obama got through this whole thing and decimated the ranks, all the way down from the generals, admirals, all the way down through the colonels, the commanders, the captains, the lieutenants, the majors, all that stuff. They then went on down into top non-commissioned officers, sergeants, top sergeants, master sergeants, and they started nailing all of those. and removing key people who were leaders had been a long time. A lot of people were forced out. After 25 years of exemplary, you know, fitness reports and all kind of stuff, and all the hash marks and all the wars and all the times on the battlefield and all of the things done for America, then they were told that they couldn't drink whiskey anymore. They drank too much whiskey one time, or they went out with somebody else's girlfriend back in 1972, or, you know, something stupid. And they had all these people out. They gave them bad fitness reports. The best and the brightest were removed, a lot of them. So now the number is not the same. The number is not the same because they also made sure to recruit a lot in Mexico and in other places to bring in recruits. The military is still good for the most part in the rank and file, but the numbers are not as high as they used to be. In other words, I think you're more about like 60, 40, maybe even 40 to 50 would fire on U.S. citizens, okay? And, of course, the gun confiscation and the officer corps would be much higher than that now. Now, veterans would tell you, no, that's not the way it is. But the military is not the same military it was when you were in there. And that's what I know to be being told to me. But on the other hand, I'm not here to convince anybody. I'm just telling you that's a possibility. So the other things going on, this Google balloon, these loony balloons put up by the Red Chinese are the Red Chinese militaries, and hence, quote unquote, the Luciferian enemies as well. Military satellite system and communication system and surveillance system of all of the stuff. I told you last night, I'm going to repeat it tonight for those who didn't hear it. U.S. Navy, you know, you're out there. All those Chinese fishing vessels had all of, they were dropping as they were fishing off of Galapagos. Now they've gone further west and spread out, haven't they? They're dropping sensing devices down to the bottom to watch and where your subs are going, U.S. subs, surface vessels, carrier groups, etc. The Google balloons are all over the place because they're helping weather and helping, you know, Google Earth and they're Google loony balloons and they're helping the burros and the topaz or the opal hunters in northern Nevada. And the prospectors, they're helping them with all their real Wi-Fi. Meanwhile, they're around, you know, S4, Area 51. They're all over that stuff. They're all over Dugway. They're watching the entire coastline, the West Coast. And then I'm going to tell you something. I saw the picture of the E-7 Hawkeye I told you again last night. The E-7, E-2, whatever the heck it is, the Navy plane. That's a slower plane, and that's not necessarily yard farming, I don't think. And I remember Brother Evenson very well, because he was on this show a lot. And I don't disagree with the pretext of understanding who has guns and all of that. Mostly they know all of that already. They know that from the satellites up above, the Iridiums and all of that stuff can detect that down here. They know that because of the AI. They know it because you're ordering ammunition online. You're ordering this online, that online. They got a record of all of it, do they not? They watch the UPS, the U.S. mail, the trucking, all the different things. And that's okay. Get the best prices. Get it while you're hot. It is legal to do, but what I'm telling you, they've already got all the information who has guns. They got the information from your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter bird. Oh, yeah, I'm getting ready to go on vacation. I'm going to go to this place or that place, and hunt ducks, you know. Ha ha. Going on the bear hunt to Alaska. I'm going over here fishing. Oh, we're going to go to the coastline and lay in the sun. All right. All of that, the AI tracks all of that. All of that's in the cloud. They can reference you at any time. But what I'm trying to say is these Hawkeye plane, land at Branson, because there are Google balloons that are moving around and have been moving down through that area and also are north of Kansas City. So they land at Branson down there. They get gassed up. They're going to go north and look for what I talked about the last few shows, which is Google balloons that are just stationary in between Whiteman in Missouri, Knob Noster, Missouri, Whiteman Air Force Base, where the B-2s come out of, and then also off at the Strategic Air Command. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this to you. We've talked to you about the fact that there is like when you got one of these Google balloons up at 60,000 feet or 62,000, 65,000, that is near space, not in deep space. It's just near space. And yet they have every kind of antenna array, every sensor, every kind of high-definition camera available, and they also have on these bigger platforms now, the bigger platforms, sometimes you'll see it'll show like two balloons together or three balloons together. Really, they're connected to one platform, which might have portable electromagnetic warfare gear on it. So when we've talked about that, you might have a Navy that just might send something up, a little bit slower aircraft, rather than the faster jets, a prop jet that has the capabilities to look in to see what they're up to. So, old Red Chinese, the U.S. Navy may be on to you on the ones north of Kansas City because you got, what, a 312-mile radius from the center of the circle? Well, there's Offutt and there's Whiteman, and you just go around and around and see what you got there. You might also be able, at that point in time, you could pick up some of the Big Red One, Junction City, and other groups. You got then, Fort Leonard Wood. You got a whole lot of stuff. You got Special Ops, Marines, and different things in St. Louis. You got a lot of interesting people there. You got interesting people at the old Richards Gebauer, which is on the terminal end, one of the terminal ends of the Kansas City Southern Rail Line, which goes all the way to Mexico, you see. So the Navy could be looking into some of that. Yeah, if they see somebody down there with guns, they'll report that. But that is already known. They have all the information they need to get from you. They get, when you buy the purchase of firearms, they purchase the supplies. If you do them online, you do that. That's why I always try to say, if you can go local and buy it, find it. Go out and find an old hardware store in some little small town who's got, 38 Special Plus P, or has got 357 or 9mm or 45 cal automatic, whatever it is you want, or it's got some rifle ammo. A few boxes left, go ahead and buy them while you see them. Can't find them there, get them online. But whatever you're going to do, go ahead and get whatever it is you need to get, because this thing could go down at any time. Every day this thing is back and forth. The power ebbs and flows. We're not waiting for something, and then it's going to be normal again and all happy days. I wish it would be, but Jesus doesn't say that's going to be that way, does it? Jesus does not say that. He tells you, and I've read it to you a million times. Not going to read it again here tonight. I've read part of it here tonight. On the good foot, the appeals court in California has ruled that high-capacity magazines, the ban that California put on them, is unconstitutional. And, it's just a really interesting thing to see this. Millie Weaver, may the Lord protect her against all evil. And she's been arrested and all that, hauling away a female journalist. We got a Dallas, which used to be one of the most flush cities in the country, got a 5-6 mile lineup for food in Dallas. This stuff is going the wrong way. If you don't go out tonight, go out and buy a few more cans of chunky soup. If you got any money, buy a lot of them. Go out and buy a bag of rice, you know, get the old white rice, the old basmati and the specialized Himalayan this and that for the special taste. That gets rotten after a while. Doesn't last real long. But if you get the old Louisiana, like the old Rain, Louisiana, and that area down in there, or in Arkansas, you get that old rice, it will stay good for a long time. You could also put it in the buckets. Get the food grade buckets with the sealable lids. You drop it in there, and you can put in food grade diatomaceous earth. Food grade diatomaceous earth. Or you can put in there, dry ice or oxygen absorbers, that kind of stuff, and then seal it up. I've kept mine on pallets in a high, cool, dry place for a long time. And it still is good. And I'm going to tell you, the food is going to be the biggest thing. And water. And medical supplies. You know, they talk about lowering the viral load. Well, I remember reading in certain things about colloidal silver, you know, mesosilver. If you go up to stevequayle.com and kick through on mesosilver, you go there, and when you order anything from mesosilver, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. Because old Frankie Keys knows who I am, and I like old Frankie because he makes a great product. And incidentally, mesosilver, that you go to Steve Quayle and click through on it, mesosilver, Frankie Keys at Pure Colloids hired, made sure to bring in an FDA inspector willingly to make sure his processes were all by the book and pure and clean. He's one of the only people that is making a food grade product that has got an inspector right in the plant, comes in and makes sure everything's copacetic, if you know what I'm saying. So, mesosilver. But the colloidal silver, I read in a report, and it was all about what it killed and the different types of things that had been tested against in test tubes. And I believe that was written in the late 70s out of either Arizona University or Arizona State. So correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I recall from it. And it was saying that it would kill, you know, almost all of the bacteria, almost all viruses, parasites, 98-99% of it, okay? And also it killed in the test tube, according to that university study, Arizona or Arizona State, probably 1979, as I'm seeing it in my mind's eye, a report on colloidal silver, that it then killed some, even some cancers in the test tube. And, you know, they've talked about certain things about cancers, and there's been hypotheses over the years. And going back to Mary's monkey and all of that stuff at the studies there in New Orleans, at Tulane, that David Berry and Oswald even were, you know, working on those things. And read Mary's monkey to find out why they killed Mary. She was the one that found out about the Salk vaccine and the simian virus 40. Simian virus 40. Simian virus 40 that caused cancer. Okay? And that was inside of the first live Salk vaccines. And when everybody got inoculated, you know, then a large portion of the cancer started blowing up and flourishing in the United States after that. Is that not so different than the alleged ideas of Bill Gates of hell? And, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. has come out pretty stringent and said that Bill Gates is trying to kill people with the vaccines and depopulate the planet. In a sense, right? Well, isn't that what we've read you out of the books before? You know, all the people, let's see, should I give a quote again? Let's do it for somebody who maybe is just here for the first time tonight, you know? Well, who is the one here? Oh, I read this was out of a book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny by Alex Jones. And then let's see, it says up here in the inside page, Death to New World Order, Alex Jones. Alex signed that for me one time. Okay, anyway. I don't operate in a vacuum, and I've been around since 1972. Anyway, here's one of the things right here. Yeah, here it is, right here. Since March 9th, 1933, the United States has been in a state of national emergency. A majority of the people of the United States have lived their lives under emergency rule. For 40 years, freedoms and governmental procedures guaranteed by the Constitution in varying degrees have been abridged by laws brought forth by states of national emergency. Senate Report 93-549, that was done in 1973, okay? Now, that's one thing right there, just so that you are understanding what we're talking about. But here's what we're really talking about. A total world population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Who said that? Ted Turner in an interview with Audubon Magazine. In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. Prince Philip, reported by Deutsche Press, Asian Tour, August 1988. David Rockefeller said, "We are on the verge of global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order." And here's one. Guess who said this one? It is to the sacred principles enshrined in the United Nations Charter, to which the American people will henceforth pledge their allegiance. Oh, who said that? President George Herbert Walker Bush, addressing the General Assembly of the United Nations, February 1, 1992. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the climate, this is the world we live in. We've delayed them. Lucifer is not happy with the delays. He is pushing his Lucys in the highest places to go on. And meanwhile, we still have about 16 million unemployed, but that means there's a lot more. But then what it doesn't tell you is all of the small businesses that have been destroyed. The independent contractors, all of that kind of stuff. And now we're going to have, I'm looking at Brother Steve Quayle. Go to stevequayle.com because you can go down and you can go down at the bottom of the stories. You can then click through and listen to Hawk Radio. But I'm going to tell you what, if you're not on with Steve in terms of seeing what he's got to offer here, then you ought to check out his Q-Files 2.0. It's a podcast that he does weekly or bi-weekly, subscription only. Go through, click on the banner. But also, I'm going to tell you, this is from me to you, books and stuff that's not online, books or the actual DVDs and stuff, or actual CDs is what you should try to also always try to get. And Steve has got his books. Buy two books, get one free. You can click on that banner. Also, his Cascadia is the big one, okay? The magnificent DVD that he's got there, or you can do it video on demand. And then the upcoming Final Warning, Brace for Impact. There's a reason that Steve Quayle and Tom Horn and Gerald Celente and Greg Hunter and Dave Hodges and various people there, Mike Adams, the health ranger, and all the different folks that are Liz Haven and others. There's a reason they're calling this, and Brother Quayle's calling it Final Warning, Brace for Impact. Streaming broadcast event, October 16th, 17th of 2020. Click on there, get signed up. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming down to cutting time. And that's what I used to hear. I used to also hear in the, when I used to hang out in the Carolinas in the furniture plants, when I used to be in that business years ago, they'd say, uh-oh, here comes the coal man. He's getting ready to coal the product out of the line and take it off our sheets that we made one good and make us make it again. The coal man. It's cutting time. They're getting ready to cut the herd. They're getting ready to send you to the slaughterhouse and try to go in at the after the first of the year and put the big new reset button on all of the economy, all the stuff. Meanwhile, it's roaring up. But, you know, good old Warren Buffett wanted to get into the gold business, didn't he? So it's interesting how the gold and the silver prices go down and to let some more people back in at the top. Meanwhile, they goose the stock market to get the average Joe and Jill into that. And I'm telling you that if you don't have it in your hand, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. Brother Quayle will also provide you gold or silver. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them old Hawk sent you. If you get Steve or Tyler, his son, or if you get Daryl or anybody else, you tell them old Hawk sent you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to try to tell you a few other things that I'm just getting on my mind that the Lord has placed on my mind. There are getting to be a lot of stuff around the edges that are starting to creep in on people. And if you work for the Lord Jesus, you're starting to see people starting to get on the edge of the periphery again. So I'm going to tell you what, if you hear of anything or see of anything, let old Hawk know. Email me, radiohawk777@hotmail.com. radiohawk777@hotmail.com. If you see troops move, if you see anything anomalous with the balloons or the Google balloons, you see any weird aircraft, if you hear about red Chinese, if you're hearing about a Black Lives Matter or Antifa stuff getting ready to happen. And incidentally, I've been tracking down, you know, I've told you about these new signs, the creamy colored sign with the black heart, and how people are buying those. Apparently, they donate money to the BLM, and then they're giving these, they put them in their yard so that when the BLM and the Antifas come to your suburban area or wherever you live, or your big fancy high-end suburban area or whatever, or lakefront homes, if you don't have the black heart out there in the front on your property lines, then your house is fair game. But the people buying these, I found out here locally in this area I live in, on the Kansas side, the metro area, I found out that there's a Presbyterian church, and that certain individuals in a certain Presbyterian church are the ones that you're putting your donations into, and they're passing these all around, and they're giving people the idea that they will be safe from any kind of thing if they pay their reparations, become the white ally of the Black Lives Matter. The game is afoot. I told you last night, I'll tell you again tonight. When you take all of the red Chinese students that are here, all of them that are in and around and doing business in the United States, all of them that are in the back rooms like Jet Li, you know, like Jet Li was in the movie where he was a Communist Party Secret Service guy, and he comes to visit his uncle in America or whatever who owns a Chinese restaurant. So you think about all the Chinese restaurants and that back table back by the kitchen door, and you look back there and the hard-life guys are giving you a look. They're not all just triad or, you know, or Tong guys. What they are, a lot of them are now, is red Chinese infiltrators. So the other thing is, you got the cartels. The cartels are in league with who? The red Chinese in Mexico. The cartels are selling drugs, right, in the United States. The FBI back 10 years ago said there was 120 to 150,000 soldiers of the cartels, soldados, in Estados Unidos, in the United States. You've got then the other street gangs, plus you've got the MS-13s and different things like that. But you got the Crips, the Bloods, Gangster D, all the different gangs of all the types. And there's a million of those at least. And let's say the Soldados and all the cartel boys, 200,000. Let's say I believe there's something like, aren't there about 100,000 students from China, Red China, that are here on graduate degree studies and that kind of stuff? And, you know, a bachelor degree as well. Going to top schools. Going to all kinds of schools. So then they're buying in the real estate in New York, California. They bought in. Remember when they changed the Red Dawn 2? They allegedly changed the Red Dawn 2. And it was originally going to be the way it was written that the second Red Dawn movie or series in that movie series, the first was the Russian paratroopers, remember, and all of that, and the Nicaraguans coming in. The second series was supposed to be the Red Chinese taking over, but the Red Chinese had bought into the movie companies and stuff in Hollywood, and they changed it to the North Koreans, remember? So they had the North Koreans invaded America and took it over. Oh, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, they could still pop the power grid tomorrow night, or they could pop it tonight. And then 1 year later, you got 90% of the population of the United States gone. I was talking to somebody today, and we're just talking about the old days. And Brother Quayle interviewed the guy who was the inventor of the neutron bomb. Cohen was his name. And then he also told how that neutron bomb was basically filtered and given over to the Red Chinese. I also recall during that time period that they also bought or they gave the Red Chinese through the backside of the back doors were given the blinding laser. The blinding laser is not necessarily the one that shines in your eyes if they're up in Portland or Seattle to blind a cop's eyes. Those are bad enough, but we're talking about a massive blinding laser flash that if there was a battlefield with 200,000 troops on the battlefield, and if they did the blinding laser, it would sear the retinas of every single person on the battlefield, blind them all. So, but anyway, Cohen's neutron bomb, which George Herbert Walker Bush, Poppy Bush, basically gave over through various back doors and stuff, gave to the Red Chinese, which, of course, he was ambassador to Red China, too, recall. But what the Red Chinese would like to do is save all the good young girls and women, you know, and make sure they're in shelters, all right, and then put the neutron bombs in America and kill all the people and to leave the farmland and the buildings and the Disney Worlds and the Disneylands and the Las Vegases and the New Yorks and the L.A.s and the Dallases, Chicago's, the New Orleans, the whole bit, leave it alone and have it all ready for them just to move right in. And yes, then they could then clean up a few survivors here and there. Well, let me tell you what. You get ready to stand. You get right with Lord Jesus and you get him into your heart as your Savior. Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean. And then ask him if you've got the capability of doing it and you're a fighter or could fight or could do that kind of a thing. Say, Lord Jesus, where do you need me in the line to stand against evil? And he'll place you there. Or if you say, Lord, where can I find true sanctuary, real sanctuary, true place to bring my family to or to put them in this locale or to have a bug out over here, or maybe it's to build up the home I'm in already and just stay there. He'll tell you that too. But we're about ready to get down to the cutting time here, you see. A whole lot of stuff could be getting ready to go on here before too long. You can just smell it. You can sense it in the air. wars, rumors of wars, you know, all of the things that the Lord Jesus had me to start to read to you 16 years ago. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, swinging blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and then as the number two job that I was given to warn the remnant of what is to come and how to potentially prepare. I want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Now, let me just say this tonight with regard to that, too. That's a secure mailbox and everything there. That's not a problem there. And I'll tell you, Federal Reserve notes and a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be, but Federal Reserve notes, old greenbacks, they are getting to be the easiest thing in terms of what I'm doing and what I'm trying to stay available and out here and do the trick, okay? Check or money order still accepted, don't get me wrong, but I mean, if you can, if any of it can hand, and you have the opportunity to do it either way, then do it. A little bit of silver, silver dollar, silver, you know, dime, silver quarter, Federal Reserve notes, put them in an envelope, put a piece of scotch tape on the, you know, on the thing, and it'll be fine. Send it inside a card. It'll be fine. But that's the best way of doing it and the easiest way for me now. So be that it may, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you keep me in the game and I hope I stay here for as long as possible. And I would like to see Lord Jesus come back. I'd like to say, did you see the signs in the heavens last night? I'd like to still be somewhere being able to get up on this and say that to you. And say, Lord, here he comes. He's coming on down with the archangels. And then I'm going to be looking at the back of the pack and see if old Greg Evenson has got his jump boots on. All right? Because it just might start to happen. You could have something go down in the Mediterranean tonight, tomorrow. You could have a scenario where they're going to do something really big inside the United States. You got the anniversary of 9/11 coming up, don't you? That came out of left field for a lot of people. But yet they had a lot of telltales prior to that. But I'm going to tell you what. You got Christopher Ray Ray and all the boys are so busy trying to cover up their butts. And did you see, you know, they got a little bit of a limited hangout. And Barr was on Hannity last night. Little bit of pressure. Barr was on his best game and was alert to what Hannity was asking him. I wished Hannity would have pressed his butt a little bit more. I wish he would have told him, if you do not indict these people that we know signed off on this stuff and that they did violate the law and that they did lie and they did do these things to persecute President Trump's campaign, Flynn, all the different people, and for 3 years, lied and lied and lied. If you do not get rid of those people, then there is two standards of justice in America, and you, sir, have not done your job. But Hannity can't do that. So they gave him a little red meat, just a tiny morsel, where Klein Smith, the low-level FBI attorney, that altered documents, he altered documents, you see, to put the FISA thing in to make it look like Carter Page was a bad guy, when in fact Carter Page was working for the CIA against the Russians, not with the Russians to go and help Trump. So he gave a little red meat, and that's his little thing, and then he's got hints of maybe something will drop, but we're not following the, you know, the game of when the elections are and all of that. But did you see him in Congress? He said in Congress a few weeks ago, old Barr, who I told you about when he was first reported, and I read to you out of old Terry Reed. And I wonder where old Terry's at these days, old Terry Reed. When I read to him out of the book that Robert, when Bill Barr, using another name, compromised Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. Remember that? I told you then, didn't I? That he would probably just try to do a limited hangout till he really was working for the CIA, and that he would try to cover it all up, unless there was a lot of pressure on him. Well, you could write, if you don't want to write Barr, then write Sean Hannity and say, hey, Sean, you had him on there the other night. You didn't push him hard enough. This guy is covering up. Barr is covering it up. You know it. You just wrote the book, Live Free or Die. Well, I think it's going to be, we're going to get into that fight. And Barr is not going to help. And old Bull Durham and all that. Baloney. Believe when I see it. It's like the QAnon phenomena. Oh, they're by, at any day now, when I remember when they said, you know, all these hundreds of people and Hillary Clinton will be indicted last Thanksgiving or whatever, two Thanksgiving, three Thanksgivings away ago. And when that didn't happen, then I knew that that was not the right deal. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, you had better be prepared with the Lord Jesus and with the full armor of God, you know? And then you better have your body armor, your Kevlar, your granddad's 30-06, your pump shotgun, your Benelli, whatever it is, your 223, rock and rolla, you know? Or you might just have the good old Ronnie Barrett special. Or the old, like Mickey Lapua, the 338 Lapua. With a good match round, hand loaded, all polished up, and the right, you know, the right stuff all the way through, and the right amount of Hogden, and all of the things in it, you know? And have your scope all dialed in, and you got your hide, and then your escape, and your 2, 3, 4, 5 more hides in your area and your zone, your spider holes, your false places up on the roof line, and then your secret inside places through the little crack in the vent window, you know, on the garage or something like that. All that stuff. But I think we're going to go to war here civilly and in the world here before too long. And if they don't do that, they don't release another bug on us, a bad bug, one that's going to kill, kill, kill. Then what I still think they're probably most likely to do is to knock out the power grid. So all the games are in play. All of the Casey Jones are now on methamphetamine as well as drinking 160 proof moonshine, all right? And they're loading up the coal into the old steam engine. They're going down the track, going downhill, and they're all headed to the same function junction. So I'm going to tell you what. You better learn about such things as protection factors, you know? Relative protection factors in homes, okay? You got to learn about air filtration and HEPA filters, that kind of stuff. Biological safe rooms. All of the different things. We still have a lot of opportunities to do some things to prepare. No such thing as doomsday. Philip Hogue, if you can get it. Holly Drennan Dale, Dare to Prepare. All kind of good stuff for preps. I'll tell you, there's another thing that you might try. This is out of the magazine, The New Pioneer. I see an ad in here. It's permaculture playing cards. People, plants, ideas, animals, techniques, and structures. Brick and Case Pricing, Permies, PERMIES.com/cards, Permies, PERMIES, as in permanent culture. What we're talking about is being able to live in a homestead and having a permanent culture that feeds one thing into the other. How you do it in your backyard or on your small ranchette? Victory Gardens, the whole nine yards. We need to be thinking like that. You know, and also I'm going to tell you, look in your area as you drive and where you go on your normal course of events. Try to locate expedient shelter. If there was a hypersonic or a nuclear missile arrive somewhere in the area, but it wasn't going to get you, but if you had an opportunity and you heard a siren or something, find the underground parking garage that you still got two or three ways out of, let's say, and then drive your car underneath it. The overhead, like a rail trestle, you know, the big old, you know, stone bridge or something like that. If you're walking, you know, the basement of a church, the basement of the courthouse or the big department store or whatever it is. Find the expedient shelters in the areas that you normally are doing your daily traveling as you go to and fro to work and to the store, to the schools, whatever it is you're going to be doing here. And then you need to be buying more food. If you do not have food for 3 years for your whole family, then go and get another two cans of chunky soup. If that's all you can do, and I'm not saying you can go out and everybody can go out and everybody can buy 3 years, but you can get one more day's ration. If you can do it, you can get another $2 to $3 for another can. That's another ration per day. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Mighty women of valor. Use your high technology and strike blows against the loose. Use and rain down for stuff. Maybe tickle that green gorgeous dam. Bending creatures, I know you're bending old things. You're down, yes, maybe. You'll see General McCormick. Got a mission.